Okay, we're gonna see how this whole thing works out. Being in my pocket. I'm walking around on campus. It's been so long since I've actually, made a recording. Good question. How much do you want to try to catch up on? The last one I made was about some Shetland stuff. And, I'm hoping that as I walk past people, they're going to give me kind of the weird look. Ooh, he's talking to something. But since I have headphones on, I don't think I'm kind of talking to somebody on the phone. That works pretty good. Hello. So, buildings. When I come in early, they're still doing their stuff before we get out of the way. And nice place. Nice. Well, golly, I can remember distinctly that my last called exercise recording was done on probably April, the last day of April of 2013. It's now the first day of October, and it's been a heck of a roller coaster ride. I started the day after that recording, I started working on my master's degree, and as of just probably about a week and a half ago, or a week ago or so, I'm just right at halfway done. And only 5 months into it, which is a little bit audacious. Of course, I'm working here at Eastern New Mexico University as a Linux server admin. I've got a different title, but the title's meaningless. It's what I ultimately end up doing. It's not all I do, but it's my specialty, which is kind of new and kind of different. Comes a lot from the certifications that I took last year on being a Linux administrator. That was just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. It didn't seem to connect to anything I was doing at the time, which was trying to get myself over to get my master's over in Shetland. And that didn't work out. Probably good from the standpoint of not being able to just not having resources and 100 other things that really weren't going to probably come together. Regardless. I was working on, anyway, on a lot of things. A lot of classes out of the way. I guess comparatively, I'm doing more now in kind of a compressed period than I've ever done before. I think 2013 will, even though I only really got busy on anything in May, it's amazing that in that short period of time, it's only been 5 months, I've done so much. I guess it's a testament to how much you can do. Just, was it last week? Maybe the week before, I don't remember. We sold our house in Tucumcari finally. We've been out of it since. We officially moved out May 11th or so. And Lisa stayed there with the kids, living in kind of the empty house, until school finished up at the end of May. And so from that time, I think we really put on the market probably about the 1st of June. And we sold it here toward the end of September. So it wasn't on the market for very long at all. Ended up owner financing it, but owner financing it on excellent, excellent, excellent terms. And we were asking 94.9. And the owner finances was for the amount of $94,000. So it turned out pretty good. And it's amazing how much has changed. The family wasn't terribly excited with the house that we got here in Portales, but I think it's at least workable. Of course, we haven't had to deal with the cold yet. I may very well have to make some larger changes, put in a little bit more insulation to keep the place from just being an ice box. We had a little bit of a distraction. A job. Actually, I consider it more of a transfer opportunity. Came open in Ruidoso to go and be an IT director there. It would certainly look good, but I was a little concerned about, the title looked good. The pay wasn't really that amazing. And I don't think I had a chance to really gain notable experience there. It was almost going to be kind of going back to doing what I was doing in New Mexico State, but for better money. Of course, the cost of living probably would have eaten all that up. So I'm going on this way. The walk I take usually only takes about a half an hour. I think I'm in the mood to make it a little longer. Let's see, what else? Golly, there's a whole bunch going on. I haven't had time to do much of anything that I am accustomed to doing. Oh, Shetland. The return of Shetland. Except different. Of course, you got the whole recording on that, which was the previous recording for this one, from probably a few months ago, at least. And progress is being made there. A lot of really good things happening. Wanted to make sure to stay with Eastern New Mexico University for a while because they've ended up housing my server and providing bandwidth for my Shetland project. Actually gave me the chance to kind of keep myself in in people's minds, make a few more contacts. It hasn't yet manifested into anything. How do you say it? It hasn't manifested itself into anything concrete yet. And I don't anticipate a lot of interest to grow up until that happens. So, gotten a little bit of feedback. I'm going to need to work on that shortly. In fact, that should probably be, I've got a few projects going. Didn't know they had a pool back here. That's nice. That's a nice pool. Anyway. It seems I wake up usually on like a Monday morning and wake up with something to do. So what I really need to do here shortly, or this Monday, yesterday, I woke up and I needed to do a a presentation at a technology and education conference. It's coming up here really shortly, like in the middle of November. And it's going to come to grips with that. I think it's going to be more of an information sharing opportunity. Teach people about tools that are out there that they can use. And how to make sure that this procedure doesn't get so daunting that it becomes this horrible thing. It's actually based on a class from a few months ago that I did on risk management, and I call it disaster management and business continuity, so we're going to see how that goes. Because how important the IT piece is to continuity management. There you are. Uh-oh. Street cleaner. And I don't really see any of that very well. End up getting pelted by the junk. I don't know what my other opportunities are here. So we're going to avoid that. Let's see. Well, so I need to get at least the preliminaries out of the way on that, because I really need to get my server for the Shetland project up and going, because I really want to get some stuff behind that. We're entering the time of the year where things really slow down tourist wise, things quiet down in Shetland, and we're going to be much more likely to have people say, okay, I'm going to do a you know, it's quiet time for a lot of people on Shetland, so now's a good time to get them to make recordings and to upload them. Really interesting to read. Every once in a while, I check in on Shetland News. Just did yesterday, last night, and boy, there's a lot of activity around Shetland status. What used to be probably a year ago, a bunch of people going, oh, you people are just crazy. Because nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to change. Everything's going to stay the same, so why are we even talking about this? To the point to where There really is some conversation about that. And what people hope to, it really ends up being kind of a question of, well, let's just start moving in that direction, and then we'll see what kind of happens. Pretty organic. I'm not the kind of guy that goes for that particularly, but, is it my world? Aren't my people? They need to go at the pace that they're ready to go at. So I'm finding that I'm one of those guys that likes to hit the ground, hit hard and hit fast, and just crank away at it. I don't like, I am nervous with downtime. Downtime worries me, which is one of my problems at New Mexico State, too much downtime. And, I was just, afraid something bad would happen. I wasn't working hard enough. So I get things done so fast that I end up having more downtime. I don't stretch out enough. So, my efforts otherwise are a little keep me busy. The Masters does. Now, after that's done, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be spending my time trying to accomplish then. But, we'll figure that out when the moment arrives. I guess I'm wanting to go ahead, keep pushing on things. Once I get this proposal in for this conference that I'm going to speak at in November, I want to go ahead and going to work a little bit more on the Shetland thing. I'm also going to continue working on the next class. I can do that. I need to get into the point to where I feel like I can at least turn it in on like the 15th, or ask them to turn it on the 15th, so that I can get it done. So I don't know. The Shetland thing may have to take a little bit of a back seat. I'm going to have to look at other possibilities. I have to be really careful now how I do things. This is my last month in my present coursework. I'm very, very far ahead. And I'm very interested in, if I can get one more class out of it. It seems like once I've turned in my thing, it only needs a little bit of a kick to get into place. So I think it's still quite doable to get one more class done during this term. And well, I've already started my capstone. It's really kind of an interesting activity because it's mostly just the planning for it. It's not really physically doing it, which I already told myself I wanted to physically do it. So, it's a good... It's a good thing. Oh, this is where Child Care Training Technical Assistance Program went. Okay. One of my stints here at the college. Regardless. Your Trade Technical Assistance Program is in Quay Hall now. Heck and gone from where it used to be. And I'm sure the grants program pretty much takes it over. And I would hardly recognize it. Talking to one of my mentors who wrote the grant that got it done, that got it here, and so he worked there for about a year and a half. It wasn't terribly. Yeah, it was getting really regulatory. They're starting to get that way. And I'm one of the people that were fighting this thing, though, because I think it's an inappropriate place to go. Hey! And apparently it became a lot more that way, to the point where it's like, you know what, I've absolutely no interest. It's not even helpful anymore. If you wanted to become the trainer for that, that'd be one thing, but it's like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's probably, oh no, that's part of the job, and you go, no. Things start getting mandated. And whatever good feelings you had once upon a time are just gone for being the cop that nobody wants around. And that was a sad thing. So I'm just happy to get out of that circumstance. Let's see. What else is going on? Situation, which is looking pretty tight, is there's going to be a lot more. It's going to be at least stable enough. I don't think Lisa's going to be getting too terribly upset with me in the future. Although I must say that. Hitting kind of a pretty rough time, so you try things to get better, almost guaranteed it's going to get worse for quite a while. How it goes. Quiet day here in paradise. And get back to the office. A little bit more recreation, I suppose. Here's my time to make recordings, so I'll probably be making some more recordings, probably not every day. So pretty much take care of what needs to be done here, and watch over. Anyway, so that's all I have for today. Get back in here.